Take a deep breath in. Feel your pillar of light. Feel yourself connected to the great isness of this universe. The light that is called God by some, quantum field by some, Allah, Parameshwari. And now just saying your invocation of connection, just find those words. And you can say them just quietly out loud, but just quietly so you can hear. And as you say the words, see if you can pull in energy through the top of your head at the same time as you're saying the words. Pulling the energy in until you're like a river of light coming down from above. And you're going to give a healing to the most important person in your universe, which is you. And so, having connected, just gently standing up and turning to the chair. Imagine you're still sitting on the chair and start to sweep as you flow and clean, sweeping the aura front and back. Flicking your hands, this is going to clean your spirit. Flick the stuff off, you don't want to hold on to that anymore. Aim for the water buckets, intend, flick your hands, sweeping, sweeping, aura front and back. Sweeping, be thorough with your sweeping. Really connect, focus and flow. Focus on cleansing and purifying the whole of your light body. The whole of your spirit is being cleansed through your intention and the river of light that's coming in and down through your hands. Start at your crown chakra and sweep, flowing and cleaning. Connect, focus, flow. Cleaning out your crown chakra. Sweeping in an anti-clockwise way out of your crown, anti-clockwise. Anti-clockwise. It's a gift to yourself, sending love out through your hand as well. This precious human being that you're giving healing to right now. Cleaning out any stress from the crown chakra, any pressure, any blockages to the reception of the divine energy from above. Cleansing, cleansing, and flicking. if there's anywhere in the head where you feel pain, stiffness, weakness, if your eyes aren't that great, give them a sweep. If your hearing's not good, give your ears and all the tubes inside your ears, give them a good sweep. Intend to sweep from the middle of your head towards the outside. You have a chakra at the back of the head you can sweep as well. It's the back of your Ajna chakra. And you can move on to the Ajna chakra when you're ready. Sweep, sweep, sweep. Connect, focus, flow. From the Ajna chakra, any of the old paradigms that you've outgrown, limitations that other people might have said to you once and you accepted it, it went in deeply, just sweep it out. Any systemic imbalances being swept out of your Ajna chakra. Any static in the clarity of the conscious messages you receive from your higher soul, anything that would interfere with your wisdom, sweeping that out of your Ajna chakra. If you feel a ropey substance in any of the chakras, pull on that rope and pull it out. It's just energy. And it's a very effective and efficient way of pulling out what you need to. And then coming down to your throat area, cleaning the front of your throat chakra. Imagine you can sweep out all the stresses from the throat chakra and also the tonsils, the mouth, the throat structures, both for your respiratory system and your digestive system. Sweeping your vocal folds, your tongue. Sweeping, sweeping. Sweeping any negativity from negative things you've said, from where fears come out your mouth, and sweeping the back of your neck, which often gets clogged up with fears. Sweeping out the throat chakra, it does such a lot of work for us. Sweeping the back of the throat, a lot of fear gets caught up in the back of the head, back of the throat. And sweeping the reptilian brain through the base of the skull and out through the back of the throat. The fear centers of your consciousness reside in this ancient part of your brain. Pull out the fear and let it go. Can move down to the back of your heart chakra and release all the old emotional pain from the past that you don't want anymore. Connect, focus, flow. Make sure you're bringing in energy as you're sweeping. Letting go all the old stuff. Sweeping the back of your lungs. Sweeping your shoulders. Intend that you're pulling any stress and negative energy out of your shoulders, out of the back of your lungs. Sweeping, sweeping. doing such beautiful work for this precious person. And then go around to the front of the heart chakra and sweep the lungs and the heart. Be gentle with the heart, sweeping very gently and with a lot of love. Be very delicate as you sweep the heart, sweeping any blockages out of the arteries and veins. Intend that they be dissolved and disintegrated and just swept away as energy. Intend that the isness is working through your hands and dissolving and disintegrating any blockages in your heart or lungs and in your heart chakra, sweeping thoroughly anti-clockwise, sweeping the chakra. And then moving downwards to the solar plexus area, sweeping the solar plexus, sweeping the liver, and sweep the stomach. Imagine you can just sweep any negative thoughts, vibrations, emotions, and energies straight out of your stomach. Any digestive issues, any imbalances, any bacterias and other beings that shouldn't be there, just sweeping it all out into the salt water, moving down through the duodenum, sweeping the gallbladder, and sweeping into the small intestines, and sweep the whole of the small bowel, the small intestines, having a thorough sweep. Just intend to flood the whole area with the infinite light and sweep with your hands, whichever way feels right with the intestines, generally just downwards, sweeping, sweeping. In the direction of peristalsis. Sweeping your pancreas now. If you don't know where it is, don't worry, just say pancreas and sweep. Pancreas, 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 and sweep. Pancreas, focus, pancreas, pancreas, and sweep. And now your spleen. Sweeping down through the navel area. And then sweep up the right side of your body, the large bowel, across the transverse colon and down the left side of your body. And sweep out through the rectum. Sweep the whole of the large bowel. Just put lots of energy in and sweeping down and out. Around, down and out. If you need to use the rubbing alcohol, then do so. No point sweeping with hands that are clogged up. So do use the rubbing alcohol if you feel you need to, or wash your hands. And then continue sweeping the stomach cavity. Sweeping the whole the digestive cavity. And then go around to the back of your body and gently sweep your kidneys. And you have a small chakra at the back of your waist. controls your kidneys and your blood pressure. Sweep it anti-clockwise. It's called the Ming Men chakra. It's a small chakra. Just give it a sweep. It gets congested with stress. Sweeping your Ming Men chakra at the back of your waist. Gently sweep your kidneys. Connect, flow, focus on your kidneys. And just gently let the light flood through them, intending to dissolve and disintegrate any kidney stones, any negative thoughts, vibrations, or emotions that have adhered in the kidneys. Cleansing, cleansing, cleansing. Really focus on what you're doing. Sweep the back of the solar plexus if you haven't already done so. And then move down to the back of the sacral chakra, and you can sweep that and your base chakra, which is a bit lower down. Sweep them both. Good sweep. Really connect. Let the energy flow in from above. Let it flow out through your hands and sweeping these two lower parts of your energy field. And then go around to the front and sweeping the sacral chakra. After you sweep the sacral chakra, sweeping out the sex organs. Be gentle and thorough. Bring the energy in from above, let it flood out through your hands, and let it sweep your reproductive system. Focus on that system. For women, the womb, the ovaries and fallopian tubes, the vagina. Sweep the whole lot. The labia, everything, just sweeping and releasing. And for men, testes, the penis, sweeping, sweeping, the whole system. Sweep your hips. You have little chakras at the sides of your hips, where your hip bones are. So you can give them a little sweep too. They get quite congested. And then they need to be nice and open to allow good energy flow down your legs. So sweeping your hip chakras on each side of your body. They're little tiny chakras, but they do good work. They just carry energy down your legs. Sweep those chakras. And then we're going to sweep our legs. So you sweep downwards through the legs. First the left leg, right leg, just sweeping each leg in turn, sweeping out and down through the feet. You have a chakra underneath the arch of your foot. And sweeping down the legs and out through the foot. Your hands, and then having swept both legs, we're going to also sweep both arms. So to start with your right arm, just the intent on sweeping the arm from the shoulder girdle all the way down and out through the hand chakra. You have chakras in the middle of your hands, which is what you're using right now. Clean that out. One arm at a time. With arms and legs, what you do to one, you do to the other. It's one of the rules of healing. And go over to the other side. Sweep your other one. Imagine all the tendons and joints and bones all being swept. Any negative energy, negative thoughts or vibrations being swept out of your arms. And your hands and your fingers. And when you finish doing that, just use some rubbing alcohol to clean your hands as we're going to then fill the energy field and put light throughout the whole body. Having done that, connecting again, feel the light flowing down through you, and with your hand, direct light into your crown chakra to fill your crown chakra. A little clockwise movement there to stimulate the chakra. Just a little bit of clockwise. You can go quite slowly if you like with the filling. Filling up the crown, intending that this blazing light of the infinite universe matrix flow into your crown. And then your Ajna chakra will go right down the front of your being, filling up the Ajna. Really put it in there, and now your throat. Let it really fill. Into the throat chakra, filling it up, that hard working throat chakra. And skipping your heart chakra because it's a bit sensitive. We'll energize it from the back. Go to the solar plexus and energize the solar plexus. And then move down to your navel area. The minor chakra of the navel, just energize that, it'll help your digestive system. And then going down to the sacral chakra. Put a lot of energy in your sacral chakra. Let it feed into your reproductive system. And also into the bladder. Putting clean, clear energy into these places. And then put some energy into your hip chakras at either side of your body. So clockwise movement as you connect and flow to fill these chakras. So your cup runneth over with energy from the infinite. And on the other side, do both hip chakras, fill them up, and then go around the back of your body and putting energy into the back of your head region. Putting illumination and light into all three levels of the brain through the back of the head. Into the reptilian brain, it's near your neck, down near the base of the skull. Then the limbic brain, the midbrain, And then blessing light into your neocortex. Blessing light into your hormonal system. The pineal and pituitary glands controlling these things, and imagine light streaming through your hormonal system and your nervous system. See the nerves coming out through the base of your skull and all the way down your spine, and fill them with light and see them as they depart from the spine and go through all the different areas of your body, the whole of the nervous system receiving this brilliant white light for relaxation, for peace and nourishment. Come down the spine, placing into the back of the neck, the back of the heart chakra. Let that fill with light and energy. Don't forget to connect and flow. Give yourself the gift of illumination into the back of your heart chakra. And then down to the solar plexus area. You don't need to energize the main bend unless you have low blood pressure. Otherwise, skip it. Go to the base. Activating your base chakra. And now rub your hands together. And just place your hands at about the heart level, shoulder width apart facing each other. And breathing in energy from above. And feel the energy coming out your hands until there is a flow of energy from one hand to the other, left to right, yin to yang. And as you breathe in from above, feel the energy flowing between your two hands. And then put your two hands at your temple chakras beside your head where the temples are, and feel the flow of light between your hands over your temples. And coming down and onto your shoulders. And then bring your hands to the prayer mudra at the heart. As we give thanks to the great holy ones and to the infinite presence from which this healing was derived. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And put a blue eggshell around the whole lot. Stabilize, set seal and save. And then cut from the old you, because now you're different. Cut.